Welcome back to BSA by Design, a podcast about transforming healthcare, educational, and research facilities through expert design and insight. I am your host, Brian Moore, and thanks for joining us again. Over the next two episodes, we're going to do a case study and look into a project BSA recently completed at Butler University in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Sciences Complex Addition and Renovation. The project meant to find a more efficient use of space for two buildings, Gallahue Hall and the Holcomb Building, that were designed in the 1970s to serve business and the sciences. Butler sought to retain and enhance the existing architectural character during the renovation. Academic and research spaces became more connected and grouped by department, creating connectivity by the placement of active learning classrooms, the reinvented library, and the new atrium. The modular lab layouts enhance flexibility and future adaptability, while the research space is now open and shared. In the first episode of this case study, I'm joined by Stacy O'Reilly, a professor of chemistry and biochemistry at Butler University, who was part of the Butler team on the project. Stacy came to the Butler campus in 1996. This is one of our clients' perspectives on this project and how BSA worked to create inspired solutions that improve lives. And if you've previously listened to episode 11 on the innovation framework with Tim Bashi, you'll notice throughout my conversation with Stacy that the innovation framework was present throughout the design of the project.
Well, first, Stacy, what was the initial goal of the project?
There were two issues with our science spaces. Number one, it was old. It was old. It was outdated. When it was initially built, I'd like to say it was top of the line. It wasn't. We ran into cost issues halfway through the first, when the building was initially built in the late 60s, early 70s, they ran into money issues. So things were not done well and they shortcutted stuff. So the building did not age well because it wasn't, to be honest, built well initially. So the one problem, it simply was old. So the building had aged and simply needed a full overhaul of the infrastructure. A secondary issue, we were too big. When I got to Butler in 96, we had 3,300 undergraduates. We now have 45, and that 3,300 had been a growth from the upper 2000s. The building was simply not big enough for the number of science majors we were running. So too old and too small.
What was it like working through with BSA during the design process?
I was luckier than anyone else in the process. I had worked with Jim Hill on a mini retrofit of our organic labs in 2010, 2011. That gave me really good insight into how a design discussion works. And the idea that you sat down at a team, you came in with an idea, they came in with an idea. Well, this is the problem we're trying to solve. And I kind of had already had a good working relationship with Jim and the idea that you need to be comfortable in going through that back and forth. We had some ideas of what we wanted during that. Watching him take what we wanted and turning it into reality gave me a much better idea of the types of things and the types of dreams and the types of wishes that I could throw out there and then watch how you all would turn around and respond to them. Does that make any sense?
No, it does. That's the entire goal too.
Yeah. But I knew, having worked with him once, I could go into the lab and say, I want this sort of a space, this sort of a feeling. How can we make it happen? Because I knew what I want. I mean, I've been in this building since 96. I don't know what's been going on in design and what's current and what's modern, but I knew the problems I wanted to solve. And I felt very comfortable presenting the types of problems we wanted to solve to BSA and saying, help us do this. We know what we want to be able to do. Help us do this. And it's like, we don't think that's quite going to do it. So we go back through it again. We go through a discussion again. And what I really appreciate now is the fact how many times we went through a design multiple times. I like this. It's not quite right. Let's tweak it. Now I'm good with it. And that back and forth, I really appreciated.
Was there anything that surprised you, in a good way, of course, about some of the recommendations that our team made?
There were things that I didn't know if we'd be able to do that you all were able to put into fruition. that I truly appreciate. There were pieces and parts and ideas, how space flows, how people flow, how we move from downstairs to upstairs now. Students congregate, how they move through the building is so much better than it ever has been. We used to have, I know it sounds silly, traffic jams, but it's a rainy day and everybody had to go through this one common point. We're not seeing that. So one of the things I didn't think about, because it's not my job, is how people move through the building. So one of the things that I've been incredibly happy about is how we have building flow. I get from A to B. It doesn't sound like much until like you're like me and I'll
until you're in it.
Late for everything to do. And I know I can get from A to B, not just one way, multiple ways. So there's a fluidity to the space that I didn't know we needed that we now have.
Can you tell me a little bit about the atrium? I know it used to be an exterior space and now it's an interior space, but from what I understand, when classes are full, you can't hear anything in the area. People, the students really like it.
So I know that atrium very, very well. I teach in the Fishbowl. When I first found out I was teaching in there, I went to my department chair and said, no, that's not going to happen. No, we will be moving. No. And I'll be honest, I like it. I've gotten to the point I like it. It's a small class. I make them go to the board. It's a class of six people and I make them go up and work problems on the board. So we have tours coming through. And I've got students on the board doing science in front of prospective students. What else could I possibly want? Showing people what we do and how we do it. I love that space. And I thought I would absolutely hate it. It can be loud, but I can tell you in the Fishbowl, it's not bad at all. I have no problems being heard. They have no problems. And it actually functions really well. That was such an awkward, ugly spot on campus. I don't know if you've ever seen a photograph. I don't know what they were thinking, but it wasn't a good idea. You could sometimes see the cars that were parked behind, and you could kind of see the parking lot through the main academic lot. It was just awful. And it's now just so much better space visually. What we find is that students kind of claim the spaces. So there's like, this is this person's. And so there's always a group. So some people find that they like it and they like the busyness and some don't.
Can you talk a little bit about the connectivity that was created in the space versus what it was like before the addition and renovation?
That's actually one we're struggling with. And let me be honest and let me explain why. Let's go back to COVID lockdown. Once you and your immediate families in the house together, you got to know each other really, really well.
Right.
Because you were on top of each other. Yeah. Sometimes that was a good thing. Sometimes that was a bad thing. We have now spread out and we haven't yet figured out how to find common spaces to chit chat and to talk all the time. Mm. And that's us growing into our own space. It's not all just about you. That's us figuring out how we live in this space. When there's four of you using the exact same room, you're going to be talking to each other a lot. It wasn't always good conversations, but that's just because you got to clean up your stuff because I need to be in there an hour. Okay. So we were literally on top of each other so much that we were forced to work together. And I think what's happening now is we're finding a more natural, a more even flow to it. We are still trying to figure out how to live in the space. And I love the fact that I can walk straight over to IT. That's been great because we have a lot of IT issues. That's been wonderful. And just the movement around this building is wonderful, but I'm not on top of people the same way that I used to be. And I did that for 20 something years. So that's what I've known for so long. I'm relearning how to have enough space to be able to do my job. I can go in my lab and actually work and not have, my old lab was literally a cut through. It was a connection between two other spaces. So I was always having people going through my space. I can go in my lab and I don't have people going through my space in the hallway.
What about the Fibonacci sequencing?
The windows are supposed to be spacing according to the Fibonacci series. It's a little warmer in that it's not as regular. There is a pattern to it, but it's not completely even. So yeah. I find it interesting, but I know what it's trying to speak.
What is your favorite part of the project?
Ooh, I'm going to say my lab. I love my lab. I love my lab. My lab is the best space that I've ever worked in my career. It's better than where I worked in grad school. I love my lab. It is enough space to do what I want to do. Yeah. But at the same time, it's not so big that I'm wasting steps. So I love this. One of the things that I think we accomplished, and I can just speak into my space, I don't know about anybody else's, but it's this wonder. They always talk about when you design a kitchen, there's that upsize. You want enough space, but you don't want it so big that you're wasting steps. That's how I feel about my lab. It is the perfect combination of big enough that I can get done what I need to get done, but I don't feel when I'm working in there like I'm wasting my steps. So that's one of the things that I really like about that space.
Tell me what it's been like to see the building in use now, post-construction.
Shocking. And I probably, that's kind of an odd because, like I said, when I came in 96, they were already starting conversations that we're going to have to do it at some point in time. We had a president come early 90s and he knew the previous president to President Danko, and he knew the science building was going to be something that had to be addressed. I was on multiple commission on the sciences, not one, but two commissions on the sciences talking about how we need a new science building. I went through two sets of tours throughout the different areas looking at new science buildings in the area. So we had been building up for this for so very long. We had been building this for so very long. There were moments when I was in the old area. We didn't have heat. The floors were ripped up. The ceiling tiles were out. They started referring to it as Mordor. It was so bad. It was possibly the most miserable semester of my teaching. We were wearing coats because I was in the old area, everything. And then they were doing that middle piece of the renovation. I was in old, they were renovating, and then there was new. The feeling of jealousy. And that's the only word for it. I mean, we'd have hat and coat and gloves on, and we would just be sitting there. And they'd come over and go, would you like to come over to our area and be warm? We have food.
I'm not laughing at you. I can picture it. Like, why do you get the nice things?
And to finally be in the space, it was just like, oh my gosh, I have the nice space. This is so wonderful. And it, for the longest time, it did not seem real. I think, and it's just a matter of, this is actually our space now.
Right. You get to pinch yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We're doing a search right now for a new tenure track position in the department in inorganic chemistry. And we've had the search fail twice before we were just starting the design. We made offers and we got turned down. There's nothing demoralizing than making an offer to somebody and being down. We think this building is going to make the difference in the search.
A recruitment tool for sure.
And that's the most exciting thing because I've been teaching overloads off and on because we didn't make the hire. So how this is going to play a role in my fundamental job from day to day to day is just incredible. Recruit better people that can do what we need to do. Our workload is going to be better. So we're really excited in how it's going to play a role in recruitment for us.
What's been the reaction of the students and the staff other than yourself?
Those who remember the old building are so mad, just so mad. Why couldn't we have the nice stuff? It's not fair. But I don't know how much the new students really appreciate just how nice the space is. It's just, this is what it looks like. This is great. It's fascinating to watch students who've been out 5, 10, 15 years come back. And they're just like, I have no clue where I am. They'll be standing in the hallway and I'm like, no, this is where my office was. No, it wasn't. No, this is where you did research. That's a Gen Chem lab. That's my old research lab. It can't be. Yes, it is. Ah. And then just this incredible excitement. And we have seen a whole lot more people coming back to see the building. So it's been nice to do outreach. They're in town visiting a friend. Let's go run by Butler. I want to see this building. I've heard so much. So
an alumni connection.
Yes. Yeah. I actually had a kid. He's over 40 now, which is kind of embarrassing. I had him in my very first Gen Chem class and he emailed me pictures of him outside my office with his wife and kids. And they came through and walked around and he thought the window was just the coolest thing ever. And he lives in North Dakota and was visiting friends in town. And so one of the things that they did is they did Children's Museum and they came to Butler to see the science building and went to a women's soccer game. And that's just awesome.
Thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
I'd like to express my sincere appreciation for Stacy in joining us on this episode of BSA by Design. If you're interested in learning more about BSA Life Structures or the Butler Sciences Complex Addition and Renovation Project, we encourage you to visit our website at bsalifestructures.com. There's a link in the show notes to contact us for more information. And be sure to subscribe to BSA by Design wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. And we've got more content and stories to share through various platforms. So be sure to follow us on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and X. That's going to do it for this episode. Be sure to join us again on BSA by Design.